First of all, almost every person that's a farmer in the United States Senate, and that's only about two or three of us, you have to be a big spokesman for agriculture, because the other people don't know as much about it as those of us that have dirt under our fingernails. We have a major problem, particularly for cattle producers, and particularly for Midwestern cattle producers. Number one, we don't have enough information through price discovery laws, the reporting of that, the independent producer, the spot market, the cash person that wants to market on a daily basis as opposed to contracting ahead of time, they don't know what a fair price is. The second thing is, and this is the cause of the first, is because four meat packers, the biggest ones, have about 85% of the market, and about 85% of that 85% is pre-contracted, and those contracts are confidential, and so you don't get the prices from them. So the people that's a spot market marketer doesn't know what the price is for that day. And so Fisher and I had two separate bills in to solve the problem. We merged those bills because we, you know, you can't be competing if you're trying to accomplish the same goal. And so our bill would make sure that on a regional basis that a certain percentage of the daily kill has to be reserved for people that are going to be negotiating a price for that day as opposed to pre-contracting. And they'll have more information for what's a fair price. And then a lot of times today, you might get a price, but maybe you can't deliver your cattle for 30 days. So the legislation also requires that each packer has to project ahead 14 days what their daily kill is, so that we're going to have a market for the independent producer.